Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
79835.
Thank you. You said that was 79835?
That is correct.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Arturo Mendoza.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that for you. And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
420 Brothers Road.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Yes, I didn't order this. I started taking a survey last night when this thing just jumped up and grabbed my credit card and put me on the list. Now, I've already talked to the bank. They said that once it's posted, they will go after you. So if you can cancel that order, that would save you some time and save me some time. I'm 70 years old. I don't need no modern fitness crap.
So, yes, what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, a survey, or an ad that would have been participated in. It would have led to the chance at a contest, and it would have stated in the terms and conditions. By doing the contest, you would be signing up for the meal plan at Bites Hub. However, if you'll give me a moment to see what I may be able to do, it will take me just one moment.
Sure, go ahead.
So I do want to thank you for your patience. So what I am showing that I would be able to do, since you did have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with that, is that I would be able to issue a 75% refund.
No. I took the survey at Home Depot, and there was nothing mentioned about this, whatever the hell you want to call yourselves. I want my money back. And I want to put back in there today. So I thank you, and you have yourself a great day.